How you feeling?
How you been, man?
I'm real good.
So what's up, superstar? What's up, TV star? You on
Not me, man.
You turned Love & Hip Hop New York upside down. I really thought, like, after seeing Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, I was like, well, they can't go back to New York. But then you bring a very interesting dynamic to the show. You are really honest. That's Joe Budden. You should do an album called Honest, because you just always keep it 500 no matter what.
I try to. To me, that's the best way to be.
How did you end up being on this reality show, and how do you feel like about pouring your relationship out to the world so everybody can see what's going on? Not that you weren't doing it before, but now it's like on television.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it's nothing new under the sun. Like you say, just the outlet is different. So whereas before I was doing this via the music, you know, now you just get to turn on the television and see it weekly. So, I mean, again, nothing new for me. I don't think anybody that's been following my career or listening to my music is going to turn the TV on and see any, get any new information. But because it's a different outlet and because they have their own fan base and following, you know, I'm being introduced to some people that weren't familiar with me before. And for me, I mean, I was already doing it, so it didn't really make too much of a difference to me.
Let's talk about this relationship or ex-relationship. It's a very interesting thing with you and Tahiri, man. It's like, it seemed like y'all still together, but you're not together. You got this other girl, but y'all act like a couple. Like, what's y'all status?
It's weird. it's weird. We're trying to learn how to coexist with one another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really just the easiest way to put it. When you were with somebody for that long and you have that much history, you know, things can get a little turbulent. But we're learning. We're doing the best that we can.
Is she the love of your life? She's like the girl that you had the most intense love affair with?
Well, I mean, I've was with her for the longest.
Right.
So, I mean, me and her have the most history. She probably knows me mm-hmm. better than anybody else knows me. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you could be with somebody successfully.
Right, right. No, I mean, listen, relationships are tough, brother. I mean, it's the one thing that we as humans, it's hard to master relationships. But tell us about Rocky, though. What was that all about? Like, why does she act like y'all been together? Have y'all been together? What's up with that?
No, and I mean, in watching it, it looks like she's almost going out of her way to make it appear that way.
Right. What is that about?
I don't know what she would personally gain from that, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But it does appear that way. Our relationship is non-existent today. We don't speak. We don't do any of that today, and it's a shame because we did used to be really good friends.
So y'all never like fooled around? Y'all never had a moment?
Not at all. No kiss, no hug, no nothing.
Wow. It's just, man, watching that, I mean, it was just like y'all hooked up at some point, and she seemed mad.
I know. People were always asking me about this love triangle between Tahiri and my girlfriend and Rocky, and in my head, I'm like, triangle?
Right.
It's funny how somebody that's so out in the open about his relationship and so public with being monogamous could still come off as having a love triangle or being a pimp in some type of way. Like,
right.
Got to keep it all the way 100 with everybody. And
right.
It still comes off that way. So.
And let's talk about your new album, man. No Love Lost.
No Love Lost, the album. My first studio album since probably 2008. Really excited about it. Really great sound. Really good headspace mentally to create and execute the type of music that I want to make. And I hope it resonates. I hope people are able to hear this album and, you know, all the hard work and blood, sweat, and tears that we put into it, people will be able to tell that off the first listen.
Is this Slaughterhouse Joe Budden or is
No, I got to save Slaughterhouse Joe for okay. Slaughterhouse.
Okay.
No, this is, you know, all my music on my own is emotion-based, very much introspective, you know, putting it all out there, you know, again, just being as forthcoming as I could possibly be over a beat.
Wow. Well, and that's your album's in stores tomorrow. And how do you manage that with the Slaughterhouse? Because you guys have been on the road a lot. So you guys just make an agreement that, you know, you'll do solo projects here and there?
Well, no. I mean, well, the Slaughterhouse thing, you know, is something that, you know, is fun for all of us. But, I mean, even going into signing our deal with Shady, we all had our own individual contractual obligations.
Right.
That we had to meet at some point. We spent all of last year touring for the most part. So after the album came out and the mixtape, it was time for everybody to, you know, work on their own projects and their own efforts. And hopefully we all come together sometime later in the year like Voltron and get back at it.
The other thing that you exposed on the show, you had your mom on the show, and you guys talked about you relapsing. I mean, you actually really, like, poured your life out on television, and I really saw it in your eyes, and I saw it in your mom's eyes, how difficult this struggle has been for you with your relapse. How are you doing in that sense?
Oh, real good. Real good. And, I mean, I watched that episode as well, and that's one of the cool things about being on reality TV is that, you know, so much of your life is documented, and you'll be able to see where you were from a different perspective, kind of from an outsider, outsider's perspective. So, yeah, that scene was powerful, but it was very much honest. It was very real. And today we are right.
So you've been clean. You haven't had
yeah, not a thing.
That's good, man. That's good to hear, man. I was concerned about you, and then when you talked about being clean for 10 years, you're a young guy, so you must have really gotten started young.
Yeah, really early. I mean, but drugs is extensive in my family. So I mean, I started around 13 years old.
Wow.
Checked into rehabilitation at 17, and went all the way up until 31. Totally fine.
Wow. Listen, I'm sure there's some folks that are listening right now, and some folks that are watching that are struggling. Do you have anything to say to them that maybe in that dark space that you were in?
Just one day at a time. It's really just as simple as that. You try to keep it as simple as you possibly can. And as long as we can get through today, then we can deal with tomorrow when we get there.
All right. Well, listen, man. Is Tahiri's booty as big as it looks on television? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
They focused the camera on her behind every – I mean, you can't miss it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Funny thing, she watches the show, and she hates it. She hates it. She says the camera's making her butt look 10 times bigger, but no, it's really like that.
Wow. Well, Joe, man, thank you so much for checking in. Tomorrow, the album's in stores, No Love Lost. How can people get at you on Twitter? They want the honest Joe Button.
Yeah, I don't know how to be any other way, but on Twitter, it's at Joe Button, BUDDEN. My website is joebuttontv.com for those looking to get a hold of me through there. And, yeah, you can holler at me. Thank you for having me, man.
And no doubt, what are we going to see tonight on the show?
Oh, Lord. I find out when y'all find out. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Button, man, good luck with the new album, man, and thank you for being who you are and being honest. And I miss you on the radio. See, the next move is you need to come back to the radio, bro.
You know what? Some that might be somewhere in my future, man.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to hold you to that, man, because you know, a lot of people don't know. Like, you had a nice radio show in New York for a little bit, and then you know, went back into the music thing. But
and I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and
no.
It was fun.
You were so honest, man. It's so real, and you just, like, was on the air every day with no agenda, no nothing. You was just being who you are. So I think that's something that you should, you know, experience again, man. Nowadays, you can really kill it on the radio right now.
Well, coming from you, I appreciate it, man.
All right, well, let's make it happen tonight.
My man.